heaven. Oh, now walk up there.
Bust a few. Oh, it's a highway to heaven. We are walking up the clean highway. Oh, if you're not walking, I'm walking. Walking up the clean highway.
The Church of God established in Jesus' name. And we're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom. And truly we are the people of God, keeping all God's commandments as God has commanded us. We're doers of the word and not hearers only. And we're thanking God for our great pastor who's bringing us the true word of God, our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. The elders, missionary deacons, and all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. Grateful for our anointed that's going on. Moses and all the prophets, we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Thinking about how we should be mindful and stay stirred in working out our soul salvation.
All right.
Working it out. Here a little, there a little, working on the building. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? In other words, what people anywhere? Because you and I are styled as a nation individually and as a whole. What nation? Who is it so great that hath God so nigh unto them? In other words, who else got God got God nigh to them but those that keep his word? What nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? And God don't set things before us and take it away. If it's set before us, it's for us to do it. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Philippians 2:12. Working out our soul salvation. That means not you, but me. You got to say the same thing. It ain't you working out mine. I'm working out my soul salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12, Deacon, what does it say?
Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence.
In other words, everybody's not going to be around to see what's going on in your mind. You have to follow the Spirit. When we come here, even though we come here Tuesday and Thursday, Sabbath, just because you're here don't mean nothing if your mind is not here.
Right.
Or if you really mean what you're doing.
Yes.
You have to work those things out. You have to come here and say, I'm going to shut the phone up. I'm going to put my mind on this and not on bills, not on my problems.
Right.
I'm going to give God this time. You have to kind of dedicate your time.
Yes.
And don't start here either. It starts at home when you get home. It's time to do this.
That's right.
It's time to lay down. It's time to get up.
Yes.
Timely.
Yes.
Have a time for God and
yes.
say, nothing going to interrupt this.
Yes. Right. That's right.
That's making time out for God.
Yes.
What?
But not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Fear and trembling. In other words, be mindful of who you're dealing with. Now, if you don't fear and tremble with God, you ain't going to fear and tremble with one another. Everything, we don't want to be arrogant with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, be mindful. When you're mindful of one another, you fear and tremble, it means you're careful about what you're saying to each other.
Yes.
And if somebody says something to you, you're not going to go all apart because someone is telling you the truth.
Yes.
Think I'm dealing with God when you're dealing with one another. That's the way you got to think.
Yes.
What?
For it is God which worketh in you both to will.
See, I got a mind to do something. Good.
Mm-hmm.
That's God.
Yes.
It ain't the devil. Unless the devil says that's a good thing to give a testimony, you don't have one. That ain't good.
Right.
Or to get involved. Otherwise, maybe you should join yourself because you need to be social. If you're not there to be social, you should be what you're there for.
Right.
A student.
Yes.
Listening, focus, not there to meet and greet other people
right.
and try to see what you can see.
Right.
Focus right, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's how we work out our soul salvation. The things you're doing is for a reason,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And it's meaningful, and it's mainly for your soul, right?
Yes.
Okay, read.
Mm-hmm. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Of his good pleasure. What did the first verse say?
First verse says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love.
So wait a minute. This way should be comfort.
Yes.
In other words, we love to come together. It's
yes.
comforting.
Yes.
And not that it's a chore.
Right.
Get ready to go to jail. Shouldn't be like that.
Right.
Everybody gets comfort when their favorite program's coming on.
Yes.
And the after that comfort, you go grab you some popcorn. And then, so what about, you know, you get ready for service?
That's right. That's right.
You're listening to some, you know, church music, Songs
yes.
of Zion.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. That's right.
I don't really need to work myself up, though.
Right.
Sometimes you need something, need that. I need to get worked up. I don't need that. On the Sabbath, for years, I didn't have to put on music to get worked up. I was already worked up.
Right.
Just by reading the scripture.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
In other words, let the word stimulate you, not
yes.
melody.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, that's beautiful. Nobody might say, I'm not listening to the melody, I'm listening to the words. That's good too, but that's where it is. It's
yes.
in the words, right? Okay.
Yes.
Beautiful.
If any comfort of love,
what?
If any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies,
what?
Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded.
So that's how you work on your soul salvation.
Yes.
Like-minded. You think spiritual things, and you talk about spiritual things, and don't get offended because somebody's trying to steer your conversation to things that are true or spiritual-minded. You can't get offended, you know, and walk away. That's where you want to be because that's how you work out your soul salvation.
Yes.
If you're going to spend eternity with God, you should want to hear the word all the time.
Right.
Get so, you know,
yes.
how you work out your soul salvation? Is it important to go to the restroom now while somebody is singing or talking?
No.
Wait till
right.
break time.
Yes.
Right, Pastor.
Yes.
Kind of set your schedule for that.
Yes, Pastor.
What's testifying, getting just strolling off to the restroom? That ain't no regard for God.
No, it's not.
Ain't no respect for your brother, man. Fellow man, right?
Right.
For your brother or sister.
Right.
Okay, read.
Having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
In other words, I wouldn't walk out on you. Don't walk out on me.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
This is teaching people need to hear. This is how you should be in the church.
Yes.
Because these are God's principles.
Yes.
Like I say, we don't come here waiting on somebody to call you. Cut the phone up so you want to call me, call after service.
Right. Yes.
Give God that time,
right?
Right. read. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, mm-hmm. but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves.
That beautiful?
Yes.
That's the way to think.
Yes.
Read.
Beautiful. Yes. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.
What others are going through, and not so much what you're going through. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Yeah, well, Sister Sanford, how's your gait today? Mm-hmm. How's your arm getting strong? Ask about somebody else.
Yes.
Be concerned about somebody else's situation and problem, not always your own. Before they can tell you about theirs, that you block the whole block on them, your whole life.
Right.
One woman, we, you know, was in the market somewhere, and they would be so polite, and I think they asked, Sister Perry said, how you doing? She said, I'm doing fine. She said, how are you? She said, terrible. If you felt that way, you might just should have shut up and kept your mouth shut. You know, when you greet somebody, you want to be greeted and be kind of uplifted. That's what greeting is for, right? Okay, greetings, I'm pleasant. Greetings.
Yes.
Greetings, okay.
Yes, thank yes. God. Let this mind be in you, which was also
well,
in
that's the mind.
Christ Jesus.
Spiritual mind is always talking about spiritual things, comparing what we do with the spiritual. Right. Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
That's how you work it out. St. John 12.
All right.
49.
All right, beautiful.
I know so many may stop here in the broadcast because we speak about the law. We speaking about the word.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you can't hear the word, you sure cannot spend eternity with God. It's just not going to work like that. If it offends you here, you cannot be there. It ain't going to happen. 12 and 49, what does it say?
For I have not spoken of myself,
what?
But the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak.
He had to work that out. And he did. Everything he spoke was what the Father gave him. They listen to the Beatitudes. They don't go down and pray. They say, blesses the merciful. That's part of the Beatitudes. That's right. What he gave his sermon. They don't go to the part that said, be therefore perfect as your Father. They don't go to that part. They never get down there.
Right.
He said, well, you know, love your enemies. They go all around. What about that part where he said, be ye therefore perfect? What about that one?
Right.
They don't go there.
Right.
But that's how you work your soul salvation out, by regarding everything God said, not just one thing.
Yes.
Everything, right?
Yes.
Read.
And I know that his commandment is life everlasting.
Life everlasting.
Mm-hmm. Whatsoever I speak.
So if that's life everlasting, what you should be working on?
Life.
Everlasting
yes.
life, right?
Yes.
Which is the commandments, right?
Yes.
Let's go to 15 and 10. Let's go to this.
Beautiful.
The elder was speaking about this yesterday. I'm not going to say, well, that was his lesson. It's everybody's lesson. Any scripture you see, don't be somebody's yours.
Right.
It is yours. Mine's too.
Yes.
Thank God. If you in God, it's yours.
That's right.
15 and 10, what's it say?
If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my
what
love.
What can you do with that? How plain is that?
It's so plain.
We need to ask some others, is there any other commandments besides the 10?
Right.
You know, all those old laws way back in, they all come out of there.
Right.
Every law we got today is in the 10. Every law is in the 10.
Yes,
you got to keep all those laws. You got to keep the laws here, don't you?
Right.
You can keep the laws of the land. But the laws of God you can't keep.
Right.
If you're keeping the laws of the land, you are keeping God's
right,
laws.
Yes.
And if you're breaking the laws of the land, you're breaking God's law as well.
Yes.
And you're breaking other laws, you don't know that is law. And that beautiful understanding, they don't know the Sabbath is the seventh day of the Lord that was made for rest. And they're breaking God's law. They're sinning. Because that's what that is. Let me know that.
Yes.
Read.
Yes. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love.
How plain is it? Said, God just say love. But if you honor one another, respect one another, that's when you are working out your soul salvation.
Right.
Not having spirits with one another.
Yes.
If you have an egregiance with one, go to them like the scripture tells you.
That's right.
That's how you work it out. Right. How do I do? Follow the scripture.
Right.
Got an egregiance? Go to your brother. Go to your sister. Listen, this is the situation.
Yes.
And we should be in a mode where we should have a problem with this. I'm going to try to correct that. If you haven't done nothing, what have you lost?
Right.
That's how you're working out your soul salvation.
Yes.
Not trying to deny everything. Because
right.
Deny whether it's true or not, that ain't God's way to deny something.
Right.
Not when it's given to you. That's your portion, right?
Yes.
Let's read.
Yes, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
What?
These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might
this
be
is why the church world don't have any joy when you speak about God's commandments, because it didn't remain in nobody to tell them, to teach.
Right.
This is supposed to be taught over and over again, because that's what love is. But people don't know that. God just said love. It is love. Love is, he said, is keeping my commandments. That is love.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Read.
This is my commandment, that ye love one another, mm-hmm. as I have loved you.
What?
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his
friends. Wait a minute, they say the same thing. But if you ain't laying your life down, you ain't got the work done. Mm-hmm. That's not working at your soul's salvation when everything of your way, you want to have it your way.
Right, Pastor.
Right. Yes, Pastor.
To work it out, you got to lay down your worry.
Yes.
It ain't always got to be you in control, you won. It don't have to be like that. A real winner is the one to take low, it's yours. And really, it wasn't. That's the winner. Like Joseph, went to prison, had done nothing wrong. But when he got the power, he was just like the Lord. He never revisited what was done to him to nobody, not to both of them. The butler, the first one hired him, said he was after his wife. He never revisited that. He was just like the Lord. He was a new man. Not because he was governor, because he had the power.
Yes.
But he had the love of God. That's what we got to be.
Yes, Pastor.
Same thing, right?
Yes.
And not hold grudges.
Right. Beautiful.
And let's working out your soul salvation, remembering what God is saying. If you got paranoia, don't sit around and try to not say you don't. What's the episode? That's the problem about episodes. Somebody with paranoia can't remember that. And if they don't have the medication, they're going to say, you're right. But the next 5 minutes, you can say, no, I ain't done nothing. Because you need medication. And somebody done told you that over and over again. Going to the doctor, trying to deny things, slowing the process up. When the doctor says you need medication, somebody's with you, say, they're right, I need that.
Right.
And get moving.
That's right.
Because ain't nothing going to happen until then. It's going back and forth.
Yes, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you.
God made it plain. You are my friend if you keep God's commandments. Isn't the 10 of them?
Yes.
Whatsoever I command, I think he commanded 10.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Know that?
Beautiful to know, yes. Ma'am.
Let's go to 14 and 15. Let's go there.
Beautiful. Yes.
What does it say?
Mm-hmm. 14 and 15 says, if ye love me, keep my commandments.
That's the definition of the love of God.
Yes.
If you love me, get rid of all these gods. Don't take his name in vain. Get rid of all the graven images. Still think you got a lucky rabbit's foot. You still do things that's old mold time. What did Paul call it? How they serve the superstitious stuff. Still saying, well, yeah, God showed me mercy. And I was saying, he know he didn't.
Right.
Why don't you work it out now? Because your mind is going reverting back to a way that's not true.
Right.
Because you'll find yourself trying to claim, yeah, well, I think I had a little bit. Okay. You know, God don't work like that.
Right. That's right.
You've been traveling all around the church. Yeah, well, I was doing something. No, you wasn't. Bishop traveled and had a church and said, I didn't have nothing.
Right.
She counted all his dung. Can you count any more dung than Paul?
Right.
Regardless of where we come from, right?
That's right, Pastor.
All right.
Right.
Let's go to Genesis 22 and 1. Let's go there. Read. Read the 30th verse.
Yes, Pastor.
14 and 30.
14 and 30.
Thank God.
Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in
me. Now, wait a minute. If the devil come and didn't have nothing in the Lord, he didn't talk much because he was fighting the enemy. Same thing. Somebody always running their mouth? Devil already got them. When the devil is on you, you're supposed to be quiet. Because you ain't got time to be focused on nothing else but working with that spirit.
Yes.
What does he say? Hereafter.
Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in
me. When the devil is on you, that's when you should shut up and be quiet. And not try to defend your point, your side, your issue. Be quiet.
Yes.
What?
Yes, Pastor. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence.
In other words, the end game is what? The Father gave us to do one thing, die.
Yes.
Even so, he's saying, you know, this is what I come to do. I come to die. As the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Let's go to Genesis 22 and 1.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
Working out.
Yes.
soul salvation.
Yes.
As every one of us have that opportunity.
Yes.
As Teacher Brown said, she can't make you drink it. She can only lead you to the water.
Yes.
And you drinking it.
Yes.
22.
Mm-hmm.
And 1.
And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am.
What?
And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah,
mm-hmm.
and offer him there for a burnt offering upon the mountain which I will tell thee of.
Never question God, because he believed God.
Yes.
Yes.
Go to him and I will tell you, but start moving.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't try to ask him, Where is it? Mm-hmm. How am I going to know it?
Right.
Just follow the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Seventh verse is what?
And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
You got me kind of confused, Pops.
Pops. That's right.
Father, where's the lamb?
Yes.
Because I know this routine. We going up here to sacrifice, and I don't see no sacrifice. But look how humble he was. I'm just telling you, it's for real. Because
yes.
That's what happens. God moves the same way.
Yes.
Ask you something, can you just be yielding and go there without asking all these questions?
Right.
He didn't say nothing.
Right. Yes.
This is a purpose.
Yes.
What?
And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together.
He didn't say, Where is it? When? He didn't do that. Because we want answers and things now.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
But he had faith
mm-hmm.
in his father.
Mm-hmm.
A young son like that.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Beautiful. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood.
Mm-hmm. Working out his soul salvation, mm-hmm. putting everything in order because he was working in a way to let you know I'm going to do this. He mm-hmm. wasn't skipping. He was doing everything where God said, okay, I see you want to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what we should be. Do
yes.
everything the way it's supposed to be done in order.
Yes, Pastor.
So somebody knows that you're for real.
Yes. Yes.
Otherwise, we come here, act like you want to be here.
Yes. Right.
Yes, Pastor.
Right. Yes. I mean, you should have some joy for God's word right. sometime.
Yes. Right, Pastor.
Yes. Pastor.
You should be able to show it sometime. I read sometime and I can start smiling.
Yes.
And I can start
yes.
crying.
Yes.
Yes.
When you come here, the devil gonna sit on you.
Yes.
You can't say, that's right. Because the enemy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Read.
And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his
stretched,
son.
And getting ready to slay him. It was for real. That's why we're reading about it.
Yeah.
In other words, we're here to be real.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 1:29. Let's go there.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Working out our soul salvation. That's why we're here. Everybody maybe have a different gait or stride,
mm-hmm.
but we all working out for the same thing.
Yes.
We all running for the prize,
yes.
right?
Beautiful.
Yes.
1:29.
St. John 1:29.
Yes. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
Beautiful. He knew he was here to die. When his ministry kicked off, that's the first thing he was reminded of. You a lamb, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same thing you come in when you came to God. He said, except the man deny himself.
Yes.
You can't be my disciple.
Mm-hmm.
Work it out.
Yes.
You got to work out what you're going to drop and what you're not.
Yes.
Right? That's what it is. When you're striving to live for God, if your brother and sister have a problem, your strive is to fulfill that.
Yes.
It's like husband and wife. It's give and take.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always about, I don't cook pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the recipe.
Yes. That's right. Yes, Pastor.
I don't like to kiss with my wig on.
Oh.
Shut your eyes and put it on.
Right.
Yes, Pastor.
All right, Pastor.
I mean that.
Yes, Pastor.
That's right.
Yes.
Go ahead, Pastor.
That's right.
I don't like talking to a brother or a sister because their breath. Get your, tell them and get your breath. Put something in there. Put something in there.
All right, Pastor.
All I'm saying, you work together. You just work with it. That's not wrong. To say, but I don't do it. I've never been that way. I thought you were born again. You're supposed to try new things. The things that help please one another and do things that's pleasing to God. God don't like no stick in the mud, just like nobody does.
Right, Pastor.
Beautiful.
Right.
That's right.
Beautiful.
I think we're called Lively Stone.
Oh, yes. Right? Thank
you. Philippians 2 and 12. Let's go there. Thank God. Let's read that again.
Wherefore?
All of these things, you know, we come here. Pastor Brown said this. I remember he said, when you get married, he said, you get past that first 7 years, work it out. Yes. You get past your 7 years, you can work it out. You make it.
Yes, Pastor.
And then you get down to your last, I'm 90 something, he said, ride it out. Come on. Okay, come on.
Yes, Pastor. Wherefore?
But it's true.
Yes, Pastor.
It is, Pastor.
You know, you have to work with the situation. Yes. Listen, if we going to dwell together forever, shouldn't we work out our problems now?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes, Pastor.
2 and 12 again, read.
Mm-hmm. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence.
In other words, the thing you're doing in the presence, let's do it in absence as well.
Yes.
You're going to be cordial. Now be cordial when you're in absence. Like I say,
right.
Pastor called this woman. What was her name? Rose? What was her name?
No,
it was
Lions.
Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. She said, hello. No, that was
Pulliam.
That was Pulliam. Oh, no. Lions. She called Lions. She said, she answered the phone. And said, but the so-and-so, and she was cursing.
Yes.
And Pastor just hung the phone up.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say anything. He never said anything about it. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But when she hears it, she was different.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gave a teacher, she said it was on her heart to give teacher and pastor some money.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 2 months later or so, a little while later, she wanted it back.
Mm-hmm.
She was ready to get the police to get her money back.
Mm-hmm.
But she had given her the money.
Wow.
But anyway.
Wow. Yes.
Those are some of the things
mm-hmm.
that happened, but they were definitely not working out the soul salvation. They were working out some other things, and I think they needed medication and all that kind of stuff. That's the truth. Okay. What are we reading now? Read.
12. Not as in my presence only,
mm-hmm.
but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
What?
For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Let's go to Matthew 13 and 10.
Yes.
You got a mind to work.
Yes.
That's God.
Yes.
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 Mm-hmm.
Matthew.
Yes.
13 and 10.
Mm-hmm. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables?
Why speak in parables?
Mm-hmm.
What?
He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We understand. It's given to those that are truly sheep to understand. Yes. The ear opens. You understand. What?
For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance.
Mm-hmm.
But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath.
What?
Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. You need understanding in order to work out salvation.
Yes.
So what should you do? You come to leadership. You get understanding.
Yes.
All by getting,
mm-hmm.
get in understanding. What does the 44th verse say?
34. Yes, Pastor. It says,
Again,
the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field.
What?
The which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field.
Now, in order to work out your salvation, soul salvation, you need to be able to reason. Mm-hmm. Like I said, maybe somebody might come by this broadcast and listen to what the word is saying. Mm-hmm. It's likened to a treasure hid in a field. Mm-hmm. What does 38 say?
It says, the field is the world.
Now, that's what the, God's kingdom, God's church, yes. God's spirit is hid in a field, it's hid in the world. Mm-hmm. So how do you find it every other house is a church?
Right.
And regardless of that, if it's hid in the world, it means that you can't see it with the naked eye. Right. You can't find God's church like that. It's
right.
hid.
Right.
It's like a treasure hidden in the
right.
field. The field is the world.
Right.
What?
The good seed are the children of the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
but the tares are the children of the wicked one.
What?
The enemy that sowed them is the devil.
What?
The harvest is the end of the world.
What?
And the reapers are the angels.
What?
As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world.
End of the carnal world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What?
Yes. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels,
mm-hmm.
and they shall gather out of his kingdom.
He's talking about gather out mm-hmm. of the church. Gather out of the people, those that are given out of the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Gather out of the kingdom what?
All things. Uh-huh, that offend.
That's what we're talking about. They gotta
yes.
offend one another.
Yes.
Do you
no.
have to be offensive?
No.
If you say, well, Pastor, you're fervent. I want to be fervent. Fervency is fine. Should
mm-hmm.
you be upset with your pastor if they're fervent?
No.
No. Should you be upset with your brother and sister if they're fervent?
No.
No, you shouldn't.
No.
But that's, it's easy to say no, but when it happens,
right. Yes.
Why are you talking to me like that?
Right. Yes,
offended?
Yes. Right, Pastor.
See, when you're carnal, you try to match that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not being carnal, so even though they express themselves like that, if that's not your way, you would stay in your way. Say, well, no, so and so. And they can be shouted to the top and say, what's the problem? But that's just their way.
Right, yes.
I'm not that emotional like that. Or maybe I'm not that expressive. Some people don't express themselves like others. Right?
Yes.
But what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. But the angel is here to gather the things that offend. If you feel that way, it's good to say it, but let's put it in action.
Yes.
It's easy to say like that because we always do.
Yes.
Because you don't lose nothing if you're right or wrong, right? I mean,
if
you're right, you don't lose anything, right?
Right.
But when it happened, that ain't the way you look.
Right.
You ain't saying that's right. It's another whole, it's like something hit me blindsided.
Yeah,
and it is because it's something you don't expect.
Right.
And it's showing you what's there.
Right.
Because
yes.
when you expect something, you can hide what's there. You can cover it.
Yes.
But when it's exposed and you don't know it's exposed and it comes, show that's what's there.
Yes.
And you react.
Yes.
When you're told how you're reacting, why try to cover it up and pretend, oh, that wasn't me. Oh, I wasn't feeling good at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
All these kind of things.
Right.
You can't work your salvation out like that.
Yes.
You just can't.
Right.
But to work it out is to say, tell me about myself.
Yes.
Right. Lord, I'm ready to hear it. And when you start hearing it, accept it.
Yes.
And don't go, you know, shut the book. I'm going to sleep, hibernating for 120 days. That ain't gonna help it.
Right.
Yeah, some do that. They sleep off their problems.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Pastor.
Yes. This one, they get a box of donuts, gallon of milk. And think when they wake up, it's going to be gone.
Right. That's right, Pastor.
That's what people do when they drink. They think when they
yes.
come to life. Back
here they are now.
Going on, eh?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast. podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.